Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's been a rough week for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Back-to-back embarrassing disclosures shed light on the EPA's handling or mishandling of global warming and water pollution. Living on Earth's Washington correspondent Jeff Young is with us to explain.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Jeff. So let's begin with global warming. I guess a high-level official at the EPA quit, and now he's kind of spilling the beans.
Mm-hmm. Jason Burnett is his name. He was Associate Deputy Administrator in EPA. That's pretty high on the food chain there. Now, he's written a letter responding to some questions from the Senate's Environment Committee, and he gives a blow-by-blow account of the White House refusing to accept EPA's finding that greenhouse gases might endanger public welfare. And he also spells out how Vice President Cheney's office forced changes in some congressional testimony that linked global warming to public health threats.
Mm-hmm. I remember that incident. The director of the Centers for Disease Control was supposed to tell Congress about global warming and public health, and then someone told her to change her testimony.
That's right. The statement originally had examples of climate change increasing the likelihood of insect-borne disease, worse air pollution, wildfires. Now, there's ample scientific support for those statements, but for some reason, they got cut. That infuriated Senator Barbara Boxer. She's the California Democrat who chairs the Senate's Environment Committee.
This administration wants to downplay the threat global warming poses. And therefore, it's almost like they galvanize themselves into action when anyone in their own shop says, you know, wait a minute, this is a problem.
And Burnett's letter says it was the vice president's office making those changes.
So why would Vice President Cheney or someone on his staff be so concerned about that?
Well, remember, this all happened while EPA was weighing how it was going to respond to the Supreme Court's big global warming decision from last year. I recall the court told EPA, you've got to make a decision on regulating greenhouse gases. Well, the first step in that process is to decide whether greenhouse gases might harm public health.
Ah, so if you have a government public health official testifying that global warming is a threat, then...
Then it's going to make it a little harder to say otherwise, isn't it? And Burnett's letter gives a fascinating sort of play-by-play on how the White House just refused to accept the EPA's finding on this back in December. When Burnett emailed the finding to the White House, someone at the White House told him to say it was a mistake, that he had sent it in error, and he refused to do that.
And then what?
Well, apparently the White House just didn't open his email.
So they didn't get it. So, Jeff, how much of this is just politics?
Well, you know, clearly the Democrats in Congress hope to score some more hits on the Bush administration with this, and anything that implicates Cheney's office is going to help them on that. It also turns out the person releasing this information, Jason Burnett, is a major campaign donor to Democrats. And we're going to hear a lot more about all of this when Burnett testifies in Senator Boxer's committee that's coming up later this month.
Okay, now, as if that weren't bad enough for the Environmental Protection Agency, the agency's also under pressure for its enforcement of the Clean Water Act, or rather, its lack of enforcement. Jeff, what's that story about?
Well, now, this comes from an internal memo by EPA's top enforcement official, and it says EPA chose not to enforce the Clean Water Act in about 300 cases that dealt with small streams and wetlands. California Democrat Henry Waxman chairs the House Oversight Committee. He caught wind of this memo and made it public.
The impact of choosing not to enforce the Clean Water Act and the protections that it's supposed to give to our waterways is totally out of line with congressional intent. In fact, I think it's a de facto repeal of this important law.
Ooh, strong words, repeal the Clean Water Act. What's the EPA's explanation, Jeff?
Well, curiously, this is another instance where EPA is having trouble dealing with a Supreme Court decision. In this case, a 2006 ruling in a Clean Water Act case that was supposedly going to clear up this lingering question about whether the act would apply to these small seasonal streams and wetlands that do not have an obvious connection to larger waterways. But the decision was kind of a mess. The court split and pretty much just said, okay, regulators, you're going to have to take a case-by-case approach. So now each time somebody, say, dumps waste into one of these intermittent streams or a developer bulldozes a small wetland, EPA faces a major legal decision every time. And this memo shows us that in hundreds of cases, EPA has just decided it's too much trouble to enforce the law.
And ironically, before the Supreme Court's decision, they would have gone after all those polluters.
That's right.
So what happens now?
Well, Congressman Waxman wants an explanation from EPA, and there's also a bill pending in Congress that could clear this up. It's called the Clean Water Restoration Act, but it has a lot of opposition, and it's been bottled up in committee for months.
Living on Earth's Washington correspondent Jeff Young. Jeff, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bruce.